That would have been
Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 18th, 2019. Time is 10:15 a.m. We are on day 22. I've asked Congressman Mason to say the prayer for us this morning.
Almighty Father God, we come this morning and again we say thank you for the privileges of life that you've given us this day. We thank you for this special day, this Holy Thursday. We begin to celebrate as we remember a story a couple of thousand years ago to a man who had a meal this evening and then things went south for him. We remember that story, Father. Thankful for him, what he did to change this world and where we are today. So we thank you, Almighty Father God, for being in our presence today. We thank you for all angels being in our presence today, Father God, in this place. We thank you for that, dear God. We thank you for your cleansing, and we thank you for this season, Almighty Father. We thank you for the rain and the storm and the winds that blew through last night, Father God. So we respect the elements of nature. We respect the things of the sky and on the earth, Father. The sky people and the earth people, Father, we know these things. We celebrate and we're respectful to you, Father, for these things that you show us, your power, Father God. We come this day and again ask that you bless all of our Osage people, our indigenous people, our brothers and sisters throughout this hemisphere, Father, wherever they may be, from the south and from the north, and here in the Osage, Father, and other of our brothers and sisters and all the reservations around this country of ours, Father, wherever they may be. Be with those that are going in and preparing for their Native American church, going into teepees and the little houses this weekend, Father. Be with them, Father, as they take care of the weekend and they come and talk to you and bring things and petition you, Father. We all do every day. We thank you for listening to us. Be with us now the rest of this day. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congressman. We're now on roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
I spoke with Congressman Maker yesterday. He's still in recovery. He's going through physical therapy, and he is optimistic that he can join us next Monday. So we will move to agenda item 3, which is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congressman Mason.
Page 5, quarter way down the page, it says ONCA 19-107, and ACT is just an uppercase, lowercase on the word ACT.
Motion to approve the Legislative Journal for April 17th as amended.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal as amended by Congresswoman Good Fox. It was seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Potts. My apologies. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. If the journal is approved, we will move to reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, Benny. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning, and we are reporting ONCR 1906, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for the execution of an unmanned aerial vehicles access agreement with Honeywell International, Inc. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. Also, ONCR 1912, a resolution to approve the First Amendment to the Land Management, Farming, and Grazing Lease between the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation Ranch, LLC, entered on the 10th day of April, 2017. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other select committees to report? Seeing none, we'll move to reports of standing committees. Seeing none. Agenda item 6 is introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none. Are bills and resolutions on first reading? Seeing none. General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCA 1870, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act,
16 ONC Section 3102, 3-104, and 3-105, to add 16 ONC Section 3-106 and 3-107, to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I'd like to read ONCA 1925, an act to amend the Criminal Code on Crimes Against Persons at 6 ONC Section 2134 to allow for spouses to be prosecuted for sexual assault and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill was left off of the agenda earlier, and so I want to make a motion to ask this bill to be placed on general order day two.
Second.
Today's agenda.
On today's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Stabler to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place. What bill number? The tornado sirens have kind of got me stymied out a bit.
It's got us all rattled here.
Should we be concerned?
General order day two. Which bill? I'm sorry.
1925.
1925. Was seconded by Congressman Big Horse first. So rule suspension, there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see, 1925 will be on general order day two.
Concerned.
Will you second me on that?
Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm sorry, I'll wait till you move on to.
Okay, we'll move to agenda item nine, which is a general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. Okay. Congresswoman Good Fox.
My resolution was forgotten also, so I'd like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1910 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Good Fox to place ONCR 1910 on today's agenda on general order day two. That is a rule suspension. It was seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the motion passes, and ONCR 1910 will be on general order day two on today's agenda. Congresswoman Pratt.
I have submitted, I don't have a copy of it, but I've submitted a discharge from the Education Committee on Bill ONCA 1935. And so it's back here now. I would like to move to have ONCA 1935 placed on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Point of order.
Motion and a second. Was it general order day two?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Point of order.
Point of order by Congresswoman Edwards.
Since it was discharged, shouldn't it already be on the agenda?
I'm not sure. Late in the day whenever that discharge was.
Well, if it's going somewhere else on the agenda than where it should go, then you're going to have to take a recess for amendments because there are some.
Okay, we've had a point of order and there may have been a minor mistake made to not have it on the agenda, but we have a motion and a second. This is a rule suspension. There's no more discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Bill is moved. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of inquiry. I think two more were placed on general order day two. I didn't get those written down. What are those on general order day two that were moved there?
ONCA 1935 and ONCR 1910.
1935 and 1910.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Wait, I missed that too. 1910 and 1935 were the only two?
ONCA 1935 and ONCR 1910.
Yeah, okay.
ONCA 1925 was moved as well.
Okay.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Are we on agenda item number nine? Move to recess to the call of chair for members to prepare amendments, if any, to the bills.
Second.
Motion to recess to the call of the chair. Seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. It was seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we're in recess.
Everybody's in there.